Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the first episode of the Fan Fan Club podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Fan, and today I am joined with Josh Chambers, Noah Wiseman, and Ashley Rosado.
Yo, 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 what's up, Fan Club? It's Ashley here, and today we're going to be talking about the book Long Way Down by James Raymond.
Reynolds.
So Long Way Down is a book about a high school boy named Will, and it takes place in a small city block, and the whole book is on the setting of an elevator, which is why we have elevator music playing. And so Will lost his brother to gun violence, and he has to process the grief along with the dealing with the rules that are engraved in his mind from the society he lives in. And he deals with these rules and he copes by experiencing different levels of different people he's lost to gun violence in his past. And then, you know, resolving his issues at the end.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I'm just wondering, how would you feel, like, in Will's shoes? Would you follow the rules like he tries to do? Because the rules say, you know, he's got to get revenge for his brother. But, like, would you personally want to follow the rules like he tries to do?
Well, what does Brandon Fan think?
Personally, I would honestly, like, feel, like, a bit conflicted on, like, whether or not I should follow, like, you know, the rules of the society, right. Even though they're unwritten. And, or, I don't know, maybe I should end the cycle of violence, but I think I would just be too scared and just, you know, stay on the top of the elevator.
Yep. That is so sad.
Yeah, I feel for you, Brandon.
Josh, what do you think?
I would not follow the rules just because, like, I don't think I'd be willing to kill someone for any reason. Mm-hmm. And for revenge, that's definitely not a reason I'd kill someone. All right, well, then you
talk about your experiences.
Okay. So...
Uh-oh.
Technical
difficulties. Excuse me.
Did you rip one, Ashley?
Excuse me.
Brandon, why don't we go back to you?
Yeah, what's a piece of evidence from the book that you found to back up your claim?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. I was, like, conflicting on, like, whether or not I should, like, follow the rules or I should, like, end the cycle. And to back that up, I said that... Confess that I was scared, but I need to know that I was doing the right thing, by Reynolds 295. Mm. Basically, this says that, like, Will himself also doesn't know, like, if he wanted to, like, go down and avenge his brother's death, or that he should just, like, you know, stay up on the top floor with his mother.
That's deep.
Yep.
If I were in Will's shoes, I would personally be very overwhelmed in having to decide a life-changing decision. The rules that were presented in the book were a perfect example of a toxic environment when they're being told not to cry, or basically not really to show emotions except revenge.
In my opinion, well, yes. Do you have any, actually before that, my opinion, do you have any quotes to back that up?
I do have a quote.
What is it?
Give me one second.
Good question, Josh.
They weren't meant to be broken. They were meant for the broken, to follow. Reynolds 35.
Okay, how does that help your quote? You're saying, you're explaining.
Are you having trouble there?
Let's all take a deep
breath. Like you are.
Excuse me?
Okay, I'm gonna speak now.
Yeah.
I will feel uneasy in Will's situation. These rules are generational. These three rules of don't cry, don't snitch, and always take revenge. They're generational. They're hammered in from parent to parent, sibling to sibling. So he's only ever known those rules from the people surrounding him. I mean, his dad followed them, his brother followed them, his friends followed them. So I feel like if I was in Will's shoes, if I was in his situation, it would also be pretty difficult to, you know, break the cycle and break those rules. A quote that I had was on page 294. I explained that I was on my way to take care of his killer, which shows how he would be willing to kill for someone because of these rules. He wants to take revenge and not let anyone else do it. He has to do it.
Yeah, adding on to what you said, like, you could honestly, like, apply this book to society today with, like, young people just like Will, because breaking society's norms is a very hard thing to do with such young people, and just, like, becoming different and finding your own individuality is very difficult nowadays, which I...
You relate to that, Brennan?
Yes, I do.
You have a second question for us?
How about you read it, Josh?
Well, I read the first one.
All right,
I'll say it.
Okay, you say
it. Moving on to the next question. What is a lesson to be learned by Will's story? Do you think he learned the truth behind the damage rules can cause? Why or why not?
How about we have Josh start by answering this one?
I say the importance isn't for Will to learn about the damage that rules can cause. The importance of the story is to question the traditions and precedents that we follow blindly just because they're rules. So Will learns to at least question the rules and then reasonably come to his own decision based off his true feelings and morals, which is what's really important. And that's what Reynolds wants the readers to do.
And what's your quote?
Oh, well, the quote's interesting because it's Will reasoning with himself when he says the rules are rules, right? And then he just keeps saying right. It's a lot like that.
Yeah.
Round 23.
I will go next.
23? You want to answer that one?
Yeah. Okay. So I think the lesson to be learned by Will's story, is having to leave a continuous cycle and not to follow others just because the cycle has been going on for so long. Like Noah has said on the previous question, his dad followed these rules, his brother followed these rules, and everyone in the community that they lived in followed these exact rules. The quote that I used was, "I stood alone in the empty box, face tight, from dry tears, jeans soggy, a loaded gun still tucked in my waistband."
Soggy.
And this quote was found on page 305.
Perfect.
Bravo.
Bravo. Brandon, do you have an input?
I think Will's lesson that he learned on his short journey down the elevator is that one should be like applied to like all young people in society is that like the act of breaking the continuous cycle set by other people allows one to find their individuality. And, you know, at the beginning of his elevator journey in his room and stuff and whatnot, he has a desire to avenge his brother's death and to continue that cycle of violence.
Yep.
With the ghostly appearances of the people that had an impact on Will's life allowed Will to come to the realization that the cycle of violence is not good. My evidence to back that up was the same as Josh. I think that the page with
really original, Brandon.
Alright. I thought it was a beautiful page that tied up all the ends of the story at the end of the book. Just
hey, we shouldn't be
showing
people.
That like even especially though Brandon. Will was so adamant on avenging his brother's death, as soon as he like reached the bottom, he was like questioning on whether or not he should do that. And that last page with the question mark formed with the rights just tied all those together.
Yeah, you really liked that page, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right, Josh. I don't think we should be shaming people for using
especially
the same
Brandon, because this is his fan club.
Let me finish.
You guys are fans of mine.
Shouldn't be shaming Brandon for using the same quote. That means you guys just had a mind connection and thought of this.
You guys are the same person.
Yeah. My bad, y'all.
You are the fan. All right, I'd like to go to the third question. My personal favorite, because I wrote it. I wrote all three, actually.
Of course, it's supposed to be a conversation.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to the third question.
On to the third question!
No, I'm reading the third question.
What happened to Will?
What do we think the ending means? What do we think happened to Will? I'd like to answer this one. Because I didn't answer the last one. I don't want to answer this one.
Say it!
Okay.
Talk about what the ending was.
I think...
Hey, no yelling, no yelling!
I think this is a very opinionated question. Okay? It has multiple endings, and I think it can be interpreted by people individually, and I sure hope no one copied down what I think the ending is. I personally believe that Will...
Yeah, nobody did.
I personally think that Will was killed while getting revenge for his brother, and he was actually in like a purgatory sort of situation with the ghosts of his past leading him out of the elevator to beyond the rules and everything that he died for, showing him that there's more.
I actually do think that...
My quote, to back this up...
Let's not interrupt the ladies.
No, my quote, to back this up, is crowded in this cell, this coffin, this elevator. Reynolds, 302.
Beautiful answer.
I love that quote.
But...
It's my favorite quote.
What happens if the listeners don't know what the ending is? Kind of, you know.
Well, maybe they should read the book.
Well, you know,
why are they listening to an analysis of a book they haven't read?
Yeah, that is pretty stupid.
This book is only $11.99. You can get it at Barnes & Noble.
Well, plug. You know, Noah, I say this with all the respect, but I gotta say, I think you're dead wrong. And I think it's...
What
it's
do you think?
I think it's irresponsible of Noah to suggest that, you know.
Is it misinformation?
It's a crazy theory. Especially when we're living in such uncertain times, Noah, where just theories run rampant now.
Maybe just answer the
clue what people are saying
the question.
Or doing. Really, I think Reynolds purposefully left the ending of the book open to interpretation.
That's what I said. It'll...
Can I finish, Noah?
Yeah.
Because I think it allows the reader to come to the same conclusion that Will did, which is now that we've seen the pros and cons of getting revenge for Sean, he can come to his own decision without blindly following what everyone expects of him. That's our time today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the fan club.
Where's your quote before we leave?
So, yeah, Will says, confess that I was scared. Yep. I needed to know I was doing the right thing. Because that's it.
All right, now, Brandon, sign us off.
No, I'm signing us off.
No. It's my podcast.
Okay, Josh, say something and then just sign off.
Yeah, I thank the group for their contributions. And so thank you.
Can you name us all individually?
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you.
Wiseman.
Yep.
Brandon Fan. Kataro and Brian. Gotta give a big shout out to them.
Miss McMurray.
And that wraps it up. Thank you, everybody, for listening.